power in 2012, Mr. Xi has led a vast and popular anti-corruption campaign. But that hasn't stopped the scandals. Responding to public outrage, state media have been a bit bolder than usual in covering this fresh crisis. China Daily noted that employees of, or distributors for, Chongqing Life Sciences and its parent company have been named in at least 10 court judgments in the past decade for paying bribes to hospital or health officials. This rarely resulted in prosecutions of bribe payers, it said, as too many companies were doing the same thing. Global Times, a popular tabloid, called for the government to calm the public with more authoritative information, arguing in an editorial that many may believe that it is lax supervision and light punishment that led to multiple scandals created by companies like Chongqing. Social media users noted revelations that at least two batches of DPT vaccines from the firm had been found defective in 2016 and 2017, leading to 3.4 million yuan, that's $500,000, in fines for Chongqing, which reported 566 million yuan in net profits last year.